Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
All righty, we are back, and we promised you that Jordan Yamamoto is going to join us now. We're going to talk a little Marlins baseball. We're excited about the season. Jordan is ready to win the Cy Young and go about 30-0, right, Jordan? That's what I heard, 30-0 and Cy Young, right? Right?
Yep, definitely.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to confirm because, you know, I
heard.
How's that?
Confidence is key.
Say that again?
Confidence is key, right?
Yes, confidence is always key, my brother, and 30-0 is real, real confidence. So let me ask you, what's the exciting part about being – at spring training right now with a whole bunch of young guys getting ready for this season?
It's a competition, you know. Everybody knows the arms you have. Everybody knows the younger guys coming up, the younger guys that are in the rotation, you know. So it's one of those things that it's competitive nature. It's a competitive scene, you know, for all of us to come out here, compete, show what we got, and earn that spot.
Well, last year, you I think you had a pretty damn good season overall. I'm sure there are a couple things you want to work on, obviously, with the ERA and things like that. So talk to me a little bit about what you're working on because, dude, you had 82 strikeouts in 78 innings. That's pretty damn good.
Thank you. I mean, to me, strikeouts aren't everything, you know. But like you said, if ERA is high, you know, it's one of those things that I got to cut down on ERA. If that means giving those strikeouts, I'm willing to do it. You know, it's one of those things that we worked on all season, worked on towards the end of the year against the Mets. Working this thought and we're cleaning up my mechanics, cleaning up everything so that everything is more repeatable and more consistent.
Right, exactly. And when, Jordan, how much of it also is you're a young guy, you don't know everybody. Now, you know, you start to get your second year in the league, you start to see people over and over again, you kind of get to learn their tendencies, all of those things. There are no trash cans in the stadium. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, it's one of the things that baseball is a game of change. You know, you got to adapt and change to your environment, adapt and change to every hitter. Every hitter is different, and they're going to be different from here on out. You know, guys know me. Like, it went well for the first couple of outings, and guys didn't know me all too well. But when you got the scouting report in, it's one of the things that I got to be able to in-game make adjustments to be able to perform well.
And by the way, that was strong on your part. You stayed steady. I mentioned trash cans joking around, and you just were like steadfast, like answering the I love it, bro. That was a veteran move on your part there, Jordan. I like that a lot. And by the way, you made up a great point because I'm thinking you get to see them over and over again, and you get to adjust to them, but they're also seeing you over and over again. So it kind of goes both ways. Can you talk a little bit about that game that you guys have to play, that mind game of trying to fool that batter at the plate?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that everybody knows there's all the technology out there to kind of pick up tendencies, to pick up pitch patterns and all that stuff. So mind game, you know, is kind of be unpredictable, be keep the batters guessing, you know, and when the guys start picking up tendencies, you know, and then you see it against the Dodgers, you see it against certain teams where maybe they start understanding what I'm going to throw and when I'm going to throw it, and they look for that pitch, and then they make it hurt, you know. So now going into this year two, it's more of a, what can I do to prevent that? What can I do to prevent guys from getting that upper hand on me, you know, being able to get that from throwing more breaking balls first pitches or, you know, getting ahead faster, just whatever it is. You know, my goal this year is walk less and keep batters guessing.
And Jordan Yamamoto, by the way, from the Marlins, joining us here. Obviously, we talked about the pitching. We talked about you wanting to lower the ERA, all of that. But going into your second year now, how do you feel about what did you have to do differently that you learned from that first season? You said, whatever it is, my diet, I got to jog more, I got to have more wind, I got to, whatever it is, you tell me, I got to eat French toast in the morning, not in the evening. I don't know. You tell me, Jordan, what did you change in your routine that you felt like would make you better into year two?
A lot. You know, a lot of people talk about it. You can go through the minor leagues and be good, you know, but when you don't know what it's like to be in the big leagues until you get there. And that's in the context of routine, preparation, being prepared for every day. So kind of that was what I think the offseason, you know, you got to exit meetings about, hey, you got to learn a routine, you got to be better at that. So just being more mature as a baseball player, you know, and I kind of took that step and moving away from home for now. I actually lived here in Florida for offseason. I'm staying here at the complex to work out with the trainers, the strength conditioning over here, pitching coaches who are here to help me grow. Kind of creating that routine on the daily to be able to prepare for this year, because if I don't make a change, you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to bite me in the butt sooner or later. It's crazy because you look at a lot of the guys who are from Hawaii, like Colton Wong, Kurt Suzuki, Shane Victorino. You look at all these guys who have played in the big leagues who are there, you know. Most of them aren't home in the offseason. Most of them are living someplace else, and they'll go home for the holidays, and that's it, you know. Because at the end of the day, you know, when I'm home, I want to sit on the beach and relax and just chill, you know. And I can't do that anymore. I can't come back to spring training only throwing for a month, you know. And this offseason has been one of those where I really changed it. I was fully healthy for this whole offseason, so kind of working my way back and creating, like I said, creating that routine on the daily to prepare myself for this 162-game season.
By the way, Jordan, your life really sucks, by the way. You grew up in Hawaii, and now you live in South Florida. Holy crap, dude. Man, your life sucks, dude, huh? How bad is that, huh?
It's all in God's plan. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, he put me here for a reason. I'm going to take a ride with it.
Can you imagine if you had to, like, you know, I don't know, play up in somewhere cold up there in Detroit or something, and you go from Hawaii to that, but at least going from Hawaii to South Florida, you go from one tropical, you know, obviously diamond to here in South Florida, which is, you know, our own paradise. So what are the comparisons? I know the people are completely different, the traffic and all that, but like environment-wise, what's the biggest difference between us and Hawaii?
I mean, it's the exact opposite of, like, season, you know. So summertime in Hawaii is more of very hot, humid. But wintertime is very rainy, you know. While over here, summertime is very rainy and wintertime is very nice, you know. So I kind of get the bad end of both, you know. I'm at home whenever it's rainy and I'm here whenever it's rainy. So I only get to go to the beach and enjoy the color like how I used to. But it's all good. We're here for a job. We're here to compete, and we're here to play baseball. So I'm not too worried about the rain.
Is there a chip on the shoulder of an athlete coming out of Hawaii when they come to the mainland?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how hard it is for scouts to get out there, for you to be recognized. You know, you look at the history of it. Right now, we only have five guys in all of Major League Baseball to be in the big leagues, and you have maybe another 15 guys in the minor leagues. So just by that number alone, 20 guys and out of thousands and thousands of players in professional baseball, you know, it's very hard to get the exposure out of there because it's so expensive for scouts to fly there and all that stuff. So I got lucky when I was a senior that we had guys who the first rounder for the Brewers, and Cody Mazares, he was getting drafted pretty high. So the scouts came up to watch him, we pitched against the United States, and that's when I got the full recognition, you know, so I kind of got lucky on that. And but for the most part, yeah, like trying to get the exposure from Hawaii is definitely hard. I wouldn't say chip on the shoulder per se, but our mentality is, hey, when you get that shot, don't miss it because you only have one of it, you know. So all of us who come from Hawaii, they take that, and if we get that one shot, we're going to run with it and make the best out of it.
You know, Jordan, I've been doing radio now for 30 years, and now you're making me regret all 30 of them because you just said that you know how hard it is for scouts to get out there to Hawaii. So if there's some going on that I don't know about, if the Marlins need a permanent scout in Hawaii, I'm the guy, bro. I'm ready to go. I mean, you're telling me that I should have been a scout and said, hey, you got to send me to Hawaii. That's it. I only scout players in Hawaii. So
yeah, you know, there actually is a lot of talent in Hawaii, but it's like I said, it's hard for those kids who try to leave the island, you know, and one of the things that a lot of people – They leave, but they can only leave for a certain amount of time because you're so used to the family-oriented community, the tight community, and always bring on your family that when you leave, it's very hard for a lot of guys to kind of stay away from their family and the food and the culture, you know. So at the same time, it's not always on the baseball side. It is a personal side on on, like, I have a lot of cousins who go to New York for college, you know, and within a semester, they're back home. So it's one of those things that always very tight-knit and very small and very family-oriented, that when you get away from them, you miss them a lot, you know, but I have to adapt to it early. That this is what I want to do for a living, and if it takes me from my family, you know, they understand that that this is going to be my life for a little bit, and sooner or later, I'll be back home in Hawaii again.
Good stuff. Jordan Yamamoto joining us here, Marlins pitcher. All right, Jordan, let's have a little fun here. I know, don't give me the company line. I know you expect everybody to do well, all that good and stuff. But tell Marlins fans out there one guy that you expect to blow up this year and have a great year. Give me one guy that you say, this guy's primed to blow up this year. Who is it? What's your prediction?
It's going to be Ethan for sure, you know. I've seen him play through the minor leagues. I was with him since 2015. Played against him in 2015, played with him alongside of him in 2016, 2017, and part of 18, you know. So seeing him and last year, you know, it's one of the things that I play him every year. And last year kind of had the little jitters, you know, at the beginning of the year. But lately I've seen a lot more of his swag come back and a lot more of his demeanor come back on what I've seen in the minor league. So you'll see a bit this year that he's going to come out and be the Diaz we all know and be the guy to blow. And that's what I believe.
There you go, Jordan Yamamoto. Jordan, I'll see you in a couple weeks, man. We'll be up there in spring training doing the show. Look forward to seeing you guys have a fun season this year, man. Thank you for taking some time and talking a little Marlins baseball. You got it. Thank you. You got it. How lucky is that guy? He goes from Hawaii to South Florida. Come on, man. It's like it's impossible. That is awesome. That is fantastic. Gotta love that, man. Jordan Yamamoto, good dude there, man. Good dude there.